No.
It's something to work on next year. Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show about sport where we discuss all things sport. Joel Custom is my name. Thanks for asking. Wow, what a huge week of sport it has been. So let me get two of my dearest friends to discuss it on this platform for you, and you can listen with your ears. First up is a man who Australian cricket coach Justin Langer described as...
the toughest pretty boy I've ever met in my life.
It's Mick Radojkovic.
Radojkovic.
I am pretty tough.
You are tough. The toughest pretty boy I've ever seen in my life as well. And also helping me out tonight is a woman who is furious at the endangered Hawaiian monk seals for stealing her eels up the nose look. It's Gabby Morris.
Wah, wah, wah.
That is the photo of 2018.
Yeah.
The eels crawling up that seal. Just
poor
going, oh,
seal's face.
I
love
poor it. Seal.
I think he loves it.
You
secretly,
reckon?
Secretly, yeah.
It's okay. His fault.
Sucking the
He's
seals
snorting
up.
Snails.
Is that why they're endangered? Because too many eels up the nose?
Yes, that yeah. would be why. Okay. I'm a specialist on the Hawaiian seal.
The endangered Hawaiian monk seal.
Monk seal.
Yeah. How was your week, Gabby?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, busy, great. Excellent. Did all the things I needed to do.
Yeah, just got by.
Yeah. Excited for it to end. Which will be...
now.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Who wants to be at work any time in December? Like, seriously.
Yeah, it's not
just,
cool.
I'm over it. Yeah. Isn't the end of the year here yet? Or
nah.
We're pretty close. We're getting close.
It's close. It's scary close.
How many Christmas parties are you doing, Gab?
Not any.
What?
In Finney. No, I'm just kidding. one next week. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Just, why would I have more than one?
I've had like four already, and I've got another one on Saturday.
What? Who's inviting you to their Christmas parties? Well, you've only got one job.
Who isn't inviting a cab? Yeah, come on.
Here we go. Hurry, after parties, come Sony.
Okay, how many parties have Sony invited you to this year?
None. I didn't get invited at all. I just crashed it.
Oh, you crashed. How many Christmas parties have you got? Four. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a block Christmas party at our house. We've got a work one, we've got a 2CR
one.
We
were just talking about work
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, me too.
No, just general Christmas parties.
Yeah.
You know, some workplaces have like four just for one workplace because you got like a team one, then you got like a squad
it's
one.
Too much.
And then you got
it's too much.
Big one. Yeah, I'm right.
They're awkward. They're always awkward.
Oh, not if you have drink enough. Then you're fine. Then it just drink and everything's, you love everyone.
Yeah, but I guess you need a workplace that provides you with a bar tab that's big enough.
Yeah.
But when you don't, then it's even more awkward.
Mm-hmm. Mick,
hello.
How was your pointless week? See what I did there?
I can see what you did. You made a joke.
Yeah.
We did have tea in here last week who was, her and I went.
I thought you meant like a cup of tea.
Oh.
I was like, jealous.
We had tea and coffee and bickies. It was great.
You guys had beer. I didn't get beer.
Shh, we don't have to talk about that.
Oh, damn. Yes, if you listen to our show every week, which I'm sure you do, you would have heard tea.
If you've accidentally turned over now, I'm so sorry. You're going to have no
idea
what's going on.
Don't be self-deprecating. Yeah, no, we're great.
Sorry,
stay
we are great.
Tuned.
Yeah, listen to the rest of the show. But the star bit was
heard me
very
singing.
Confusing. Oh. Anyway, sorry. You were saying last week, you and T.
Yes, we may have auditioned for a game show. That appears on Channel 10. Starring
Are you talking
Mark
about
Humphreys.
Gogglebox?
No. I wish. Actually, Gogglebox is looking for...
yeah, I'm keen.
Looking for contestants. Oh, not contestants. What do they call them? Stars?
Talent.
Talent. This isn't Gogglebox, although my wife would probably love to go on Gogglebox, but she doesn't like being on TV, so I don't know.
Makes
how that
it
would
hard.
Work.
Yeah.
No, there's another game show on Channel 10 called Pointless, where the aim of the game is to get the lowest amount of points and pick the obscure answers. Anyway, I'll be on it next year.
Are you going to be on it? You got through?
With tea.
So what do you win?
Yeah, we talked about this last week. They were going to go for it on Monday. You went for it like
yeah,
a,
we had
call
the
it
audition,
an audition? Yeah.
Audition on Monday. I totally bombed it. I completely bombed it. Here's a question for you. One of the questions, Gab, is name a word that ends in...
oh, I love these games.
name a word that ends in U-L-T. Now, you've got to think of a word
Vault.
That's...
yeah,
well,
I'm really proud of myself.
But the point is to get the hardest, like the least thought of answer.
If you can pick a... So they ask 100 people that question. And then it's like Family Feud. And
all right, I'm generic.
And if you pick an answer which no one has answered, then you get a pointless answer. So you get 0 points, and that's what you want. You want the lowest points possible.
But it has to be a real word.
Yeah. You can't just go.
Yeah, it does. It does. And that brings Joel to his point very nicely.
What was my point, sorry?
About having actual real words that end in ULT.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
what did you say?
Oh, yeah.
Did you say cricket with a K? Or?
But it's with a K, so.
I had in my head occult. I can say occult. That's pretty,
you're cult.
Pretty random. Yeah, Yakult might have worked, but that's like a brand, so it probably wasn't valid. But then for some reason came into my head, I've got this awesome word. I'm going to go first. I told Teet, get out of the way. I'm going first. I got the best word. And she's like, okay. And and I went up and I said, asphalt.
You got the L and the T correct.
A, it doesn't, you don't even pronounce it like that. Yeah. B, it doesn't end in ULT. And I just went, nah. And they all just looked at me and laughed. And that's probably why we got on the show.
Yeah.
So you got on. I can't believe that.
I know. We got on.
It's funny that you should say that because, well, I'm not sure if you know, but I also have gotten through to a reality TV show before.
What? Hang on. What is going on here? We had Mick on Family Feud. T had been on
Millionaire Hot Seat and Think Tank.
What? What's Think Tank?
Now you're saying Think Tank is an ABC program.
Oh. Shark Tank.
Our friends over at ABC.
Love that show. I've always wanted to be there.
What did you get on?
Okay, let me just preface by saying I knocked it back.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
So it was that show called Travel Guides. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh, my God, yes. They send people overseas and then they film them doing weird Australian things.
I drunkenly applied because you needed like a group. So it was like, and you need to stand out, right? Like I kind of worked in TV before, so I kind of knew what they were looking for. You know, it's a reality show. They're trying to find like obscure people going to different locations that will have an opinion on things. So the application, I was like, it was me. Lesbian, my best friend, Asian, my other best friend, vegan. Just like had their photos and just labeled them, like because that's what they're doing already. The producers,
You may as well, label
you know, you may as well label yourself. Didn't even fill out the rest of the application form. Got a call from the producers going, "We'd love to meet you." Like da 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 da. And I was like, "Oh." And so like we had a phone conversation, and they're like, "Cool, we'll call you in a few weeks." And Alice, the vegan, lives in Byron Bay, of course. And the next conversation was, we want to meet you in person at Channel. We want to meet you at Channel blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
All the producers. I was like, oh, well, Alice lives in Byron and da, da, da. It's okay. We'll book her a flight and we'll fly her down. And
wow.
So we've sat down. They bring us champagne, sit us in front of a couch, cameras, interview us, go through that whole process, blah, 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 blah. And then the next phone call is like, yeah, great. We love you guys. Do it. And then I'm like, okay, all right, cool, yeah. It's like 6 months out of the year that you have to block out, but you don't know when you're going or for how long you're going for, and they don't pay you. So I was like,
oh, you don't give you anything.
No. I was like, how are we going to
get spending money, right?
No. Oh, I don't think so. I think
surely.
And I said, I can't leave my job without notice. I've got to pay rent. And they were like, they said, we can't do that. And I was like, oh, well, we can't do it then.
Oh.
And then they came back and said, we don't give any contestants any money, but we'll give you some money to front.
Oh, they really wanted you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The vegan.
And then I realized that, do I really want to be on a reality show? Like,
so they went out of their way to offer you the role, give
it,
you
it
money.
It was a good choice, guys. You should look up Travel Guides online. It's a terrible show.
My wife loves it. She would have loved you on there.
The English one is great. It's really good.
Not the Australian one.
The Australian one's just like, it's a bit forced or something.
Well, and the people they send out there, you know.
I don't know. It's not like, I mean.
It's pretty funny though, some bits.
Some bits are funny.
Yeah. There we go. What about you, Joel? Go.
No, nothing. I've never tried out for anything and I've never failed because I haven't tried out for anything.
That's the moral is never try.
Yeah. It's the moral of this show.
I'm so excited to see you.
Yeah. So you don't know when you're going to be on. We'd just find out next year.
I know when it's being filmed. I don't know when it'll be on TV.
And you're going to wear an Across the Park t-shirt?
Of course.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Excellent. Check out our website Wednesday for details.
How about you, Joel? How was your week? Well, look, thanks for asking. I actually got back into swimming this week. So thank you very much. I haven't...
How do you get into it? You mean you just jumped in a pool?
Yeah. Just swam in a puddle.
I had a bath.
Yeah, get into swimming. You just mean you went for a swim, right?
No, but I want to get back into it. So as a kid, I was a swimmer. Okay. I guess you could call me the Ian Thorpe of swimming when I was younger. And then I stopped when I was...
I'll call you the Paul Gallen of swimming.
Why did you stop?
I hated it. Oh. I hated doing it. So I would have to go to training every morning at 5 a.m. before school. And
I did that
whole thing for such a long time.
Did it.
And then, I hate it as soon as
then you hit puberty and you realize there's other more interesting things.
Well, no, even then, my parents just forced me to go. They forced me to go. And then so I told my mum this week that I'd gone a couple of times and I really enjoyed it. She's like, where was that passion? Where was it? But now it's fun because I know how to swim and... What?
Because I know how to swim.
Well, but I mean, properly. Like, I can do strokes properly and I know what I'm doing.
Stroke properly.
Cab bringing the tone down.
Sorry, anyway. Joel. That was really rude of me.
No, it's very
I'm proud
funny
like
you.
Your mum.
Well,
we're very happy that you've gotten back into swimming,
thank
Joel.
You, yeah.
I went for a good swim, actually, and it really is quite invigorating.
It is.
I don't like swimming in indoor pools. I don't like the chlorine. It affects me in ways that I don't like. It irritates my skin.
Don't drink it,
really?
Dab.
Sometimes you do.
You've got to dilute it in the water first.
But ocean swimming.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
100%. Totally agree.
You know what's a problem with ocean swimming? Sharks.
Oh, come on. Don't be one of those. How old are you?
I love sharks.
How old are you? Don't be scared of sharks. You're a grown up.
No, ocean swimmers get plucked out all the time.
Oh, come on. Nom, nom, nom. Don't get on that bad wagon. Bad wagon.
Jaws is the documentary. Can we just,
where are you swimming, Joel? Can I come and watch your form?
You can. I won't say it on air because we have stalkers.
Oh, those stalkers.
Somewhere in a pool that is indoors.
Hello, Joel's mum.
Oh, indoor.
Hi, mum. Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, great. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about... Oh, yeah, we'll talk about sport. I was going to talk about... we had the 2SER Christmas party on Monday.
Yes.
And
was it Across the Park up for a nomination?
No, it wasn't. Oh. Yeah, there was no best sport show on 2SER, so...
We would have won
because
that.
We don't talk about sport.
That's true. We're almost...
Literally
halfway through the show.
No, the category was there. They just didn't nominate us because I'm no.
Yeah. Barely.
All right, let's actually get into the bit of sport. Cricket, the first test is done and dusted.
Second test is underway.
Underway.
Right now,
we won't talk about it
speaking.
Now because we don't want to talk about live stuff and we can't foresee the future. Down to the wire this game went. At no point did Australia ever look like they were the better team against India. But right at the very end there on day five, there was like, actually,
runs.
We can win this. Like there was.
Wait,
some
did we
sort
win?
Of, no, we didn't. Oh. India did win in the end.
But we came down to we had the time. We ran out of wickets. We just needed 40 odd runs more to get to win the game. Very unlikely win. Would have been a record. We'd have been a record at that ground to get that many runs in the last innings to win a game.
Mm.
Rarely happens.
But, yes. So we ended up losing by 31. But really, we had no. We should never have even got that close. It was very. I don't know. I don't even know what happened. Nathan Lyon happened.
Our batting sucks.
It is. Our batting is terrible, and I can't see how it's going to get any better in the next... We have four tests, so three more tests against India. The Big Bash. The women's has started. We spoke about that last week. The men's are going to start in a couple... next week, I think. Next Wednesday. And now what they've done is... So normally before most sporting events, there is a coin toss, right?
Oh, yeah.
What they're going to do for the Big Bash...
Does the paper rock?
No. They're going to do the old home, when you play at home, and you spin the bat. So hills and flats.
The best.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know this, Gab. But
I think I do.
Yeah?
You spin the bat and it lands flat, or it lands on...
Yeah. On the pointy side, which we call hills or flats.
You knew,
so that's what the Big Bash are going to be doing from now on, I believe.
That is so cool.
Why is that so cool?
Because it's what we all did in the nets, like, or in our cricket games in the backyard.
Why
you decide
don't
who's
they still do it?
Bowling. Well, because coins are just the traditional way of doing it. But spinning a bat around, just I mean, it generally.
I think they're even spinning the bat. I think it's the throwing it up
toss.
In the air and letting it spin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But that always breaks a bat. I was always worried
about
my brain.
I don't think they're going to go up to one of the batters and go, sorry, can we borrow your bat? I think they have a special one.
Surely there's like physics behind the fact that.
Yeah, I reckon there is.
The heel would.
Oh. This is a very good point.
Joel's done some research.
No, I haven't done any research. But so this bat they're going to use is made by Kookaburra. and they've tested it, and it seems to be quite equal. So I think they've put a bit of extra weight into the flat side.
Just done it three times.
They've done it once, and it landed on the point, so it didn't move. No, so they tried it. I think they did like 12 flips or something, and it went 6-6. So there you go.
Okay. I thought they could do like the, you know how like the bottle flips, like really popular now, like where you flip a water bottle.
Oh, that thing, yeah, and it lands on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be more exciting.
But how do you, that's not 50-50. That's
no, it's like, not.
Anyway, let's move into soccer quickly. So two new A-League teams have been announced.
They have. And look, I'm a Canberran. Oh, I lived there for a long, long time. And
so sorry.
Canberra's been trying to get a team in
Wait,
the National
what's the
League.
Canberra soccer team name?
Canberra Cosmos.
Get lame. Here well, come the Canberra Cannons and the Canberra Cosmos.
I've got an American accent.
I don't know. Because Canberrians have a bit of a weird...
Canberrians. They're a bit of what?
Cranberries. They have a bit of a funny twang.
Anyway, I've got a lot of good Canberra friends who are very much behind the Canberra bid. And did they get a team out of the two they picked? No, they did not.
No.
Because they went with the money.
Ching. Of course they did. So who the two new teams are going to be Western Melbourne and MacArthur South West Sydney.
Yep.
So there's basically now going to be three Melbourne teams and three Sydney teams.
Yep.
That's it.
Well,
no,
added,
I mean, there's like...
Oh, the new ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're adding them bit by bit too. So South, is it Melbourne first and then Sydney?
Yes, West Melbourne
next year.
Group set to join in the 2019-2020 season, so the end of next year, and then South West Sydney are going to enter the league in 2020-21.
Yes.
How do you just like make a new club?
Well, the A-League's still relatively new, and they're sort of still expanding the idea of the sport and the league and trying to get more fans.
Mm.
And it's going pretty well, but not that well.
It's weird because soccer's the top sport that we play in Australia.
Yeah, as kids.
Not
no.
as soccer is netball.
Overall.
I think it's netball.
No, it's for, soccer, guys.
For juniors, there's the most people involved in playing soccer, yes, but it's not the most money in it.
No, not the most money, but it's the most played sport.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
But that's what I find interesting is that then... There's not a lot of fandom for it. Like, there's not a lot of...
It's growing. But it's still, you know, I don't know. It's always been very European-centric, you know, football. And you see all the crazy European fans going mental for it. Whereas in Australia, we've got so many other options. Whereas in Europe, pretty much it's either football or what?
Yeah.
Then the little niche sports in different countries. I mean, England's got league and union and cricket and football. So they've got a whole lot. But other places in Europe, it's pretty much all they got. And South America and Africa, it's football.
It's a pretty good sport.
Well, it's a pretty, universal.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a universal sport, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So I think the women's league, the W League, don't get the two extra teams, as far as I'm aware.
There is a Canberra team in the women's
league. Yeah, that's right. And we're going to talk about them in a sec. But I noticed that they actually are thinking about doing like a lower level. So the A League, and then I don't know.
B League.
B League. I don't know. It seems too obvious and too easy. So they can then eventually have like relegations and stuff like that.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to understand with a new club. Where are you pulling players from?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Where? Exactly.
It's always been the problem. Rugby league expanded to 20 teams once, and there wasn't enough players. They had dud teams, not like players like me playing. You know? Not quite that good, but you know.
Okay, so yeah, you mentioned Canberra. So the Canberra team, Canberra United.
Yes.
Now they have their fullback is Ellie Carpenter, who plays for the Matildas. Great player, fantastic player. There was his goal last week that she scored. Did you see this? Did you happen to see this, Gav? Did you?
No,
see
I haven't
okay,
seen.
So what has happened is the goalkeeper on. So they were playing the Wanderers, and the goalkeeper is sort of in midair in a tackle, hurt herself and gone down. And Ellie Carpenter's got the ball on about the 50-meter line.
Ah.
And seeing that's gone, the goalkeeper's gone down, so run up a bit and just had this massive shot, not from halfway, but a bit further in, and it's just gone straight into the goals. And it's very controversial because the
bad
keeper was hurt. Is it bad sportsmanship?
Yeah.
Is
sure.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
She said she saw the keeper go down, so went, okay, I'm going to score a goal.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. For sure.
The right thing to do is she should have kicked it out over the sideline. I'm sorry. She did the wrong
It depends
thing.
How instant it was that she, like, was it like she was down and then bang? Like she might have not seen.
It was time. It was time.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, she had a bit of a run.
That happened to me, actually, in my final career as a goalkeeper.
Yes.
Yep. Girl came in, cleats first. I've still got permanent nerve damage, just might I add.
What?
Can't feel my whole left side of my ankle.
What? Really?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty serious. Got bruising to the bone. and she came in cleats first. I can't feel it.
We've got the title of the show.
Yeah, she came in cleats first. She scored a goal and it wasn't disqualified. And I was like screaming in agony. So
yeah,
but see, I go you got hurt by someone else. I think this goalie hurt herself. Because you look at the challenge in the air. I don't think the other Canberra player really hurt her at all. They just sort of bumped into each other a bit, and she just went down.
It does
down.
Make a little bit more, yeah.
Because she kicked it away. I think she may have even pulled her muscle, like a hamstring.
But it usually doesn't matter. Like, usually if a player's gone down and it's in the middle of the play, the right thing to do is you kick it over the sideline.
Nah, see, I don't know about that, because if she was really far away and you'd see, and you don't really know what's going on, you're just going to go for the goal, and then it's up to the ref to decide whether that's...
Yeah, I mean, you've got to play it to the ref, right?
Once the goal... Yeah, But the goal is going to stand either way. The ref won't go, oh, you shouldn't have got that goal.
Yeah.
But if the keeper's on the ground for like 5 minutes in agony, they should have called it. Like, it was in pretty quick, right?
It was quick. It wasn't 5 minutes.
No.
It was less than a minute.
I don't actually know the real rule. Can the medical people come onto the field during play?
Like,
or
in NRL.
Does play have to stop before they
no,
can come
No, I'm pretty
on?
Sure play has to stop.
So, yeah.
Okay. Because in NRL... The trainer can go out and call the game and say stop. This injury is not good. You've got to stop the game.
It's up to the players, I think, to call on.
Well, that's why they usually kick the ball over the sideline, because it stops the play, and then they can come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting.
There you go. Yeah. Actually, quickly, the Matildas draw for the World Cup next year has been announced. In their pool, they've got Italy, Jamaica, and Brazil. That's all. They've never played Jamaica.
Cool.
So that'll be interesting.
Brazil's tough, but we beat them already a few times.
We have beaten Brazil. We are good against Brazil. And Italy, as far as I'm aware, have not lost a game leading into the World Cup. So they're going to be a good team as well.
That sounds like a tough group.
It does. But I think, you know, we're, what, sixth in the world?
Yeah. We'd get an easier draw than that.
Anyway. Did you want to mention Champions League at all?
Oh, only because my wonderful Liverpool and people who like the Tottenham Hotspurs, there's two English teams in the final 16 of the Champions League, which is quite exciting for anyone who loves the Premier League. Liverpool, Mo Salah is this guy, Egyptian king, we call him, and he scores goals whenever we need them, and he's scored this goal against Napoli the other morning, just slithered it through this tiny little gap between the goalie's legs into the goal on a super angle. It was amazing. Anyway, I'm very excited because Liverpool, my team, are top of the Premier League and into the 16 of the Champs League. It's going to be a good year.
Did you want to mention this? Yes.
Talk. Yeah. Words. So there were... You have to find it online. It's amazing. So there's two Korean sports broadcasters are on television live. And have you seen it? And they're obviously facing the camera and they're talking about the NBL basketball.
NBA.
They can talk about NBL.
That's fine. Basketball. Yeah.
Sydney Kings had a great game.
So his co-host is talking very passionately and they're sitting side by side, you know, full suits, whatever. And the co-host is just directly staring straight down the camera barrel and just starts getting a nosebleed, but literally doesn't move, doesn't even blink an eyelid.
Dripping
just
down.
Just starts like
and then pouring. The other one comes faster.
Down, all over his chin.
Lip, he hits his lip and he realizes, oh, freak, it's gone. Yeah. And he just
but
keeps
just doesn't
going.
Move. Like, he doesn't do anything.
What about the co-host?
Yeah. And then he's like, okay, like, to you. Like, obviously, you don't looking at each other. He just, like, looks to his left and he's like, so shocked. And then just, like, cuts it and, like, let's get you some assistance. It's like, do you not, like, it's weird that he wouldn't, like, there's only two of them on the TV screen. Like, of course, the audience is going to see that he's got a massive nosebleed.
I know. I don't know what you do. Like, just run off, like. Well, I didn't know
I
what
probably
you, were
you just
to do.
Like you just get your shirt.
Oh,
come on!
That's what ties are for.
But I love the response afterwards, and they said, "Please don't worry about him. He's okay. He hasn't had one since he was a child, and he's not working too hard."
Okay,
that was the response.
That's nice. That's
apparently,
cute.
It might be an issue in Korea with people working like super long hours. I think it was like he hasn't been working super long
he's
hours.
He's just bleeding out of his brain because he's working too much.
Just quickly wanted to mention a couple of things. In the NFL, Cameron Johnston is an Australian guy playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, you see when they play the indoor games, they have the big, they call it a Jumbotron screen.
Yes.
Which sits up above everyone. It's this giant screen. They reckon it's about 90 feet in the air. This Cameron guy has kicked it and hit the bottom of it. So 90 feet he's kicked. That's amazing. massive kick, right? That's huge.
Is that possible?
Well, he's done it. So there you go.
Not 90 feet.
I don't know what that is in our language.
It's only about 30-odd metres.
Yeah, but still, that ball isn't... No, whatever. Don't ruin it for me. In the NRL as well, just quickly, just wanted to say that Shane Flanagan may be banned from coaching the Sharks.
I haven't really been keeping up with this story, but he basically got in trouble for contacting players when he was banned from the club. And
that's right.
Now they've got some evidence over that, and he could be banned again.
Yeah, yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for a bit of this. Fast Baller!
If you don't turn my mic off, I'm going to sing. I'm sorry.
Yes. No, it's great. I like it. It adds to the show. Yes, it's back again, even though last week Mick said this.
This game has officially jumped the friggin' shark.
I thought I'd bring it back anyway because I didn't have anything else.
What is that?
Jump the shark.
You never heard of jumping the shark?
It's like Gab. Happy days. Fonz.
Guys, remember I'm young?
Hey, I'm young too, but I know these.
The terminology is not. Oh man, I haven't
jumping
about
the shark.
Things are lit these days.
Well, Mick is saying this fastballer is not lit anymore.
Oh,
it is out.
Make up your own bloody game.
Yeah, no, man, steal a game like Gabby did. All right, let's get straight into it because we're running out of time.
Yep.
Okay.
Name a sport beginning with Q.
Equestrian. Oh, no, I said equestrian the other week, and then I just used... Oh.
Still wrong, though.
Quits. No, it's a C.
Damn.
Oh, I got nothing. I normally am good.
Queenslanders.
Equestrian.
Okay, so name a sport.
He always does the same ones. He never gets like a variety. He's like,
what do you mean?
Like, you're not like,
there's more to this game.
You're not like, name something that begins with C in the NRL locker room.
Oh yeah, that's too hard. Way too hard.
It's too hard for Mick. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, and for me to do. Name a sport.
Sorry. Keep going.
Name a sport where the second letter is N.
Ooh, it's Nintendo.
Very quiet. That's
second
the first letter.
You haven't come up with anything.
No, I haven't actually at all.
Oh wait,
that seems like it should be like it should be easy.
Yeah, it should be. Do you want me to give you an answer?
Yeah.
Inner tube water polo.
Oh come on!
It's a variation of the sport water polo, where with the important difference that players, excluding the goalkeeper, are required to float in inflatable inner tubes.
I'd need that. Those water polo is impossible. How they stay
very
float
hard.
That
I played
long.
Water polo for a couple of seasons.
Did you?
Very difficult.
Oh, it looks
and
crazy.
Very dangerous.
Water polo is a bit boring to watch too.
Not the underwater camera. That's amazing.
Oh, you like that? Classic.
Name a sport beginning with U.
Unicycle racing.
I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, oh, come
I think,
on.
I don't know. It might be a sport.
Unicycle racing. It's been accepted to the
unicycle
Olympics.
Racing.
Playing at the Japanese Olympics next
underwater
year.
Underwater.
In 2 years.
Underwater go.
Bowling.
Hockey. Yeah, bowling.
Underwater.
I mean, underwater hockey, underwater bowling. Same thing.
Yeah, true, true. Name a sport where the second letter is H.
Chess.
Hey, that's all right.
Boom.
Say chess boxing. Say chess boxing.
Chest boxing.
Chest boxing. I had shin kicking.
That is actually a sport. Yeah.
I know.
Really?
So stupid.
Oh. And the final one is name a sport beginning with N.
Netball.
Oh. Yeah.
Come on. Hey, I might go all right in Pointless, hey?
Absolutely
Whoa.
Not.
What's happened?
That was quite an obvious one. Nude sports is what I had here.
Have you got one,
Gab? You've got that. Come on, Gab, finish the sport at the show with it.
Nando's.
Nando's. Hopefully the sponsor of the show in the future.
Yes.
I've got nothing for N.
Okay.
Nintendo. I actually think it is.
Actually, I did use N twice, didn't I? Sorry about
that.
Yeah.
Name a sport where the first letter is N and the second letter is N.
Yeah.
Go.
No.
Yeah. No.
All right. That's the end of the show, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for joining us,
Thank
Joel
you.
And Gab.
And we will actually be back next week. We're saying yes. Okay. Yep. We'll be back next week. Whether we go on after that, I'm not sure.
We'll work it out as we go
on. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.